Higgins Cabin was built in 1948 by Charles Burt Higgins and Charlie McNeil. This small, simple cabin was Burt's home while he worked in logging. Many early settlers found work in the logging camps, earning between $1.75 to $2.50 a day. The job most loggers dreaded was the greaser, someone who applied fish oil to log trails. This job was dirty and smelly, so greasers were often forced to live in a separate quarters. Loggers relied on various hand tools, many of which are here inside the cabin. The crosscut saw was one of the most important tools for cutting logs, with some measuring up to 17 feet long. The buck saw was used for cutting logs into shorter lengths, and the bow saw was ideal for shaping wood. Larger saw teeth cut faster but rougher, and smaller teeth make finer, slower cuts. The barking spuds were chisel strip bark from the logs to speed up drying, while the broad axe and the marking axe were used for shaping and marking logs. For transporting logs, horses and oxen were often used, with chains and yokes helping to secure the logs. Log chains are used for different purposes, some for pulling, others for securing or breaking. From the chainsaw used by the local logger, Scotty Waters, in the 1950s to the ice saw used to harvest blocks of ice for refrigeration, every tool has its purpose in history.